Storm Lake Radio. Ryan Thompson attempting to visit with the battery of the Newell Fonda softball team as first up, joined by the winning pitcher of today's 1A quarterfinal over New London, Olivia Larson, as the Mustangs win it 2-1. Olivia, looked like you were spot on hitting the corners, in full command in the circle. Did you feel that way?
I knew that I had pitched where I needed to get the batter shut down or to make plays for our defense to get the outs that we needed to.
Yeah, I overheard Coach saying that small ball and executing the bunting and so forth has really been a focus the second half of the season, and you sure did that well here this afternoon.
Yeah, we did. It's really nice when we have to bunt because we advance our runners, and a lot of the times the batter had also gotten safe. So advancing and getting that batter safe was a real key to this game.
Going back to pitching, when you learned before the season that you were going to be the primary pitcher for this team, what was that like for you? And did it take you really long to settle in and knowing that you were the main pitcher for the squad this year?
It had been really nice pitching last year and being one of the backups, but this year it felt really good to be the starting pitcher for the games, like the conference games and then these games, because it's just a blast being out there and knowing that my teammates back up behind me.
Yeah, going through the regionals and the pressure-packed games there had to be huge coming in, but what about getting a little experience here in Fort Dodge pitching last year? That had to be certainly valuable.
Yeah, it was very nice, and how we pitched against New London last year. It was very nerve-wracking last year, but I feel like this year I was ready to go.
Well, you were saying you pulled a little something in the late stage of this game. How are you feeling right now?
I feel great because we beat them, but I should get to my son and I'll be good for Thursday to take on Akron.
Yeah, well, what was that exactly?
I don't know.
Not my thigh.
Something about my thigh. Yep.
Yeah, you'll be good to go Thursday. Olivia Larson, thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And now here is the other half of the battery for the Mustangs, the catcher Abby Smith. Abby, you had a big hit to get you the first run on the board. Talk about that at bat.
Pretty sure it's two outs, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there's two outs in that bat. I was just focusing on getting it in play, getting a base hit. That's all we needed that inning, and that's what I was going up there to do, and so executed that time.
Yeah, that's all he needed. Not the hardest hit ball, but found a spot, and he hit a couple other balls hard, had two hits, had a line drive to right, one they just happened to make a play on. And as a team, he had nine hits against Morgan Christner this year. She one hit you a season ago. What was the difference this year?
I think we were a little more prepared coming into this game. She tore her ACL a couple seasons ago, and so I don't know if that affected her pitching maybe a little bit, but I think we did a really good job this year of executing and coming ready to play. So
she seemed to be good to go coming into state, racked up the strikeouts in the regionals, but you did what you had to do as a team hitting, and coming back to have a third match with Akron Westfield this year in the semifinals on Thursday. Got you twice in the previous games. You did beat them in one of your games a season ago with many of the same players on the field, so you can draw from that. And a coach was saying, and I think the Spencer game, which got cut short, you had a chance with the bases loaded later in the game, just didn't work out for you. What's going to be the key to turning the tables on them?
Come ready to go and execute. I think last year proved that we're a team that can beat anybody. So if we come ready to play, there's nobody out there that we can't beat. And so we're just ready for some revenge this game. So
yeah,
you got the revenge with New London. So hopefully more to come against Akron Westfield. One more thing I want to ask you. This is the farthest thing from your mind right now, I know, but not sure how many more times we're going to get to chat with you in a Mustang uniform. Dort is what you have decided on to play softball when the college days roll around. I know the brother is there, but you're also deciding between that or Northwestern, which is just a short hop up the road. So what did it really come down for you in that decision making?
I was kind of looked at both for softball, and so I chose Dort, and kind of the decision maker for me was the academics. Dort had a little more what I was looking for academically, so that kind of made my final decision for there.
I talked to you during basketball, I remember, but what career are you planning to pursue again?
I'm going to double major in criminal justice and social work. So that alley.
All right. Well, for now, Abby, congratulations and good luck in the semifinals back here in Fort Dodge Thursday.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all your support.
Abby Smith and Olivia Larson before that on Storm Lake Radio.